Chapter 8. Shpuck! Sophia the Third lurched backward from the full force of the hit. The power gauge dipped a full notch. Shpuck! The vehicle jumped backwards again. It was at the edge of the tunnel now, and the power gauge was dangerously low. Fire back, Eve shouted. Jason drummed his finger on gun as fast as he could. A barrage of bullets shot toward the guard's open mouth. Thwack, 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 thwack. It was as if Jason were throwing popcorn in its mouth. The guard just swallowed the gunfire. Shh, puck, came the guard's return blast. Sophia the Third was thrown clear back into the tunnel. We need better weapons, Eve shouted. Let's get out of here. She put Sophia the Third in reverse and sped back along the narrow tunnel. Jason looked at the dashboard. The power gauge was almost at zero. Eve was looking too. We were almost dead beats, she said. Jason nodded. Dead meat. No, dead beats, Eve responded. I am a vegetarian. She tapped Jason's weapon panel. Our mission is going to be treacherous. We must activate these weapons if we are to survive. But how? In the underworld, there are many small chambers that Sophia the Third will not fit into. One person must go in, alone. These chambers contain the energy capsules necessary to power our weapons. Hey, I'm there, Jason said. Just point the way. But I must warn you, these chambers are also full of deadly traps. Oh, Jason suddenly lost his enthusiasm. Sophia the Third zoomed out of the tunnel. Jason breathed a sigh of relief, until he saw what was in front of them. It was a cavern. No, worse than that. It was a nightmare of a cavern. Its walls loomed high above as far as the eyes could see. Screams and shrieks echoed around them, sounding like needles scraping across records. Strange mechanical birds swooped down, releasing missiles of explosive energy. Along the walls, there were long, flat ledges. Each one was patrolled by a robot exactly like the ones Eve and Jason had vanquished earlier. And directly in front of them, a sea of black water stretched out. The surface was covered with large bubbles. When Jason looked closer, he saw they weren't bubbles at all. They were glowing, radioactive jellyfish. Eve, Jason said, take us to one of those chambers. Anything would be better than this. Eve propelled Sophia the Third into one of the ledges, directly into the path of the robot. Is this the way to a chamber, Eve? Jason asked. The robot came ever closer. Eve, what are we doing here? Fire, Jason! Eve shouted. No kidding! Jason destroyed the robot, and a power orb hung in the air. Eve steered the vehicle through the orb. The power gauge went up a notch. Jason smiled. I get it. You want to power back up to full before we go on. You are really on the bat, Jason. And you're on the ball, Jason answered. Eve guided Sophia the Third from ledge to ledge. Jason shot down robots and mechanical birds until the power gauge was full. When Sophia the Third landed on a high, quiet ledge, Jason hollered with joy. We made it! Yes, Eve said. Now would you like to go, or shall I? Go, Jason looked out the window. A narrow door was concealed within the wall of the cavern. Is that one of the chambers? Yes. One of us must venture inside. The other will stay with Sophia the Third. Jason thought about it for a moment. Eve, you're the one who knows how to operate this vehicle. I think I should go. A wise choice. She reached into a compartment under her seat and took out the small gun. Take this laser blaster. With this, your helmet, and your wits, you will be protected. Jason knew if he didn't act fast, he might change his mind. He clutched the gun in one hand and opened the door with the other. Thank you, Eve. I'll be back. Don't take any wooden pickles. Nickels. Those either, Eve replied. Good luck. Jason gave her a salute. He turned to the door, tightened his fingers around the gun, and pushed his way through. Immediately he wished he hadn't. Whoosh! The moment he stepped into the room, he had ducked a flying missile. He tried to stand up, but another one just grazed his helmet. Jason quickly backed into the chamber doorway, where the barrage of missiles couldn't reach him. He took a close look at what was throwing them. He almost gagged. It was a one-eyed metallic blob with a coat of long steel wool hair. The missiles were flying around it in a wide circle, like bola balls. Jason knew there was no turning back. For the sake of Fred, for the sake of the world, he lifted his laser gun and fired. Pew, 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 pew! With a bang that shook the chamber, the creature disappeared. The only thing left was a thick wall of cement blocks. Energy capsules, he muttered to himself, looking around. I don't even know what energy capsules look like. He walked into the chamber, hoping they would appear magically. Nothing happened. Out of frustration, he took a shot at the wall. Pew! Instantly, a huge cement block turned to dust, leaving a gaping hole behind it. Jason could see another section of the chamber. Could it be the capsules were behind the wall? Jason squeezed through the hole to the other side and looked around. Nothing. He sighed. Maybe Eve should have come in after all. She would know where to look. He trudged back toward the hole, firing off two more rounds for target practice. Pew, pew, pew! Two cement blocks vanished, leaving no trace. Pew! There it was, right where the third block had been. It was a radiant sphere of energy. Inside it was a hologram of a fearsome electronic weapon. Eureka! Jason exclaimed. He walked towards it, hand outstretched. It shimmered when his fingertips touched it. With a strange electronic whimper, it disappeared. Jason felt his suit receiving its energy. Jason blasted his way through every block of the wall. There were three more capsules, and he picked up energy from each one. Feeling a surge of power, Jason ran out of the chamber. Eve was waiting patiently in Sophia the Third near the edge of a cliff. He leapt into the air, landing right near the vehicle. "Eve!" he yelled. "Guess what I—" But those were the only words he could say. The edge of the cliff gave out beneath him. He felt his body slip off. With a scream of terror, he looked downward. The murky darkness of the lagoon rushed towards him. In it, the radioactive jellyfish seemed to be quivering with delight.